Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Hope everybody got their Christmas shopping done. If you haven't, hey, it's part of the festive atmosphere. A little bit of that last-minute shopping. The Giants are shopping for a win on Sunday in Detroit against the Lions. Now, look, this is a tough spot for the Big Blue. The Lions are coming off a very disappointing home loss on Monday, and they no longer control their own destiny as far as the playoffs are concerned. But here's the one thing that the Giants understand very well, and Tom Coughlin has gotten this point across to his football team. You can't go into that building, Ford Field, and be relaxed by any stretch of the imagination, because this is a very hungry and desperate Detroit team that you're playing. So what are some of the keys in this game as I see it from my perspective? Obviously, all football games get controlled by what happens in this very defined space, the line of scrimmage. We know about Detroit and the fact that they have very good defensive tackles on the inside, very active linebackers. And the Giants are a little bit banged up when it comes to their offensive line. But what the Giants can do in this football game is be creative as far as how they attack this defense, try to keep them off balance and stay in manageable down and distances, which means they've got to win the battle of physical and they've got to be quick in reacting to things that the Lions do. Now we go to the other side of the ball. The Giant defense has been very good this year. And the one thing that we know is Megatron and all the big plays that he can make on the outside. But forget about that for one second. The most important thing in this game is to control the running game of Reggie Bush and Joik Bell. Do not allow the Lions to get into a balanced situation where Reggie Bush is chunking off big plays left and right, Bell's running it between the tackles, because if they can stay in advantageous down and distance, then Megatron becomes an even bigger weapon. Win at the point of attack, and you can get a victory. That's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every week for another edition of Papa's Perspective.